Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. It's a Thursday. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
A very interesting story today, and that has to do with Oneonta Airport, the 50th anniversary, and drones.
Yes, David. It has drones and a fair number of other things. As you said, the 50th anniversary was last Saturday, and they had a big wingding out of the airport. About 1,000 people came through over the course of the day. Of course, it was a noontime ceremony, necessarily, and everyone honored Sam Nader, who was the mayor, and 97 now, but he was mayor when they cut the ribbon back in 1996. There were helicopter rides, plane rides. The fire department did a controlled burn. The state police did a DUI demonstration. Of course, there were hamburgers and hot dogs and ice cream. And so, as I said, there were probably 1,000 people who showed up there. Now, the whole point of this, there's a new sort of gung-ho County Board of Airport Commissioners, and the idea, they wanted to get the public thinking about things that are happening at the airport. Now, one is job training, and the Mohawk Valley Community College was there with their program to train aircraft mechanics, and they're doing it at Griffiths Air Force Base. The idea is to expand it down here so that within a year they'll be training a couple of dozen airport mechanics a year. Now, these are pretty good jobs. They pay $20 an hour to start. Within 5-6 years, the people who are doing it are making six figures at Albany Stewart and elsewhere. So one is job training, and two is drones. The airport joined the New Air Alliance, and that's NU Air. More than 100 private, public, and academic entities are collaborating in this alliance, and again, they're headquartered at Griffiths, the former Air Force base. New Air is developing a ground-based sense and avoid system, so drones can be flown safely in New York and Massachusetts. And the Oneonta Airport would be part of that network. It's an elevated airport up on a hilltop, and apparently that's going to be very desirable as they try to keep aircraft and drones away from each other throughout the upstate region and Massachusetts. By the end of the decade, drones are expected to be an $85 billion industry, so being part of the New Air system could be something really big. One other quick thing. You know, during Hall of Fame weekend, it's a very busy place up there. Hall of Fame, you know, baseball stars, major league execs, and fans are flying in and out of there on their own. But in the rest of the year, it's not quite so busy, and the idea is to revive passenger service on a daily basis. And after Sam Nader cut the ribbon on the airport, for 20, 25 years, there was passenger service. Daily flights back and forth to LaGuardia and to Boston. Now, that's lapsed, but one of the Baseball Hall of Fame VPs, Ken Meifert, is encouraging the Airport Commission to explore passenger options. You know, apparently, millennials don't want to drive, Meifert was telling me the other day, and so the Hall has to think about other ways to get that generation back up here. You know, daily air travel back and forth to New York, of course, would be ideal. And SUNY Oneonta could use it, Hartwick College students, business people, you know, everyone, really. And it's only a 45-minute flight. And this is doable. Now, Watertown has figured it out. It has twice daily flights to Philadelphia per American Airlines. So it's really kind of interesting. You know, job training, that could be immediate. We could have young people getting good jobs, you know, within a couple of years. Drones, of course, that's very exciting. And again, you know, that sounds like something fairly big is going to be happening by the end of the decade. And then passenger service. So, you know, what's new in Susquehanna River City? I guess there's quite a bit percolating at the airport.
Jim Kevlin, he is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to find the news of the day. Jim, thanks so much.
Okay, David.